I stripped down to my underwear, took off my wristwatch, and waded in. The water was warm against my feet. Instantly, I recognized the soft, fat feel of the bottom. The water here was 8 inches deep. Kathleen seemed nervous. She squinted at me, her hands fluttering.
"Listen, this is stupid," she said. "You can't even hardly get wet. How can you swim out there?"
"I'll manage."
"But it's not... I mean, God, it's not even water. It's like mush or something."
She pinched her nose and watched me wade out to where the water reached my knees. Roughly here, I decided, was where Mitchell Sanders had found Kiowa's rucksack. I eased myself down, squatting at first, then sitting. There was again that sense of recognition. The water rose to mid-chest, a deep greenish-brown, almost hot. Small water bugs skipped along the surface. "Right here," I thought. Leaning forward, I reached in with the moccasins and wedged them into the soft bottom, letting them slide away. Tiny bubbles broke along the surface. I tried to think of something decent to say, something meaningful and right, but nothing came to me. I looked down into the field. "Well," I finally managed, "there it is." My voice surprised me. It had a rough, chalky sound, full of things I didn't know were there. I wanted to tell Kiowa that he'd been a great friend, the very best, but all I could do was slap hands with the water. The sun made me squint. 20 years, a lot like yesterday, a lot like never. In a way, maybe I'd gone under with Kiowa, and now after 2 decades I'd finally worked my way out. A hot afternoon, a bright August sun, and the war was over. For a few moments I couldn't bring myself to move, like waking from a summer nap, feeling lazy and sluggish, the world collecting itself around me. 50 meters up the field, one of the old farmers stood watching from along the dike. The man's face was dark and solemn. As we stared at each other, neither of us moving, I felt something go shut in my heart, while something else swung open. Briefly, I wondered if the old man might walk over to exchange a few war stories, but instead he picked up a shovel and raised it over his head and held it there for a time, grimly, like a flag. Then he brought the shovel down and said something to his friend and began digging into the hard, dry ground. I stood up and waded out of the water.
"What a mess," Kathleen said. "All that gunk on your skin, you look like... Well, like, tell Mommy. She'll probably make you sleep in the garage."
"You're right," I said. "Don't tell her." I pulled on my shoes, took my daughter's hand, and led her across the field toward the Jeep. Soft heat waves shimmied up out of the earth. When we reached the Jeep, Kathleen turned and glanced out at the field.
"That old man," she said, "is he mad at you or something?"
"I hope not.
He looks mad."
"No," I said. "All that's finished.